The Osgood File, sponsored by ADT, protecting what matters most for over 140 years. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. How many times do you go to a bar hoping to hear a rising young artist, and instead, all you hear is loud chatter and clinking glassware? Well, those days are over. More after this. There's a radical new concert format spreading around the world called SOFAR, which stands for Songs from a Room.
It's like the old days of an open mic night at a cafe, but with a modern twist. I love you all the time. Concertgoers buy their tickets not knowing who's performing or where the concert's being held, which could be in an office, someone's living room, or a rooftop.
In fact, you can't just buy a ticket, you have to apply for a ticket. You're given the secret location of the event the day before, and you don't know the name of the artists on the program until you get there. CBS's Jonathan Vigliotti met the man who came up with the idea, an American expat named Rafe Offer. So
I was at a gig in London with two friends, and there was this moment when the three of us turned to each other and said, everything here is wrong. People are talking, people are texting, the bar's open, I can hear the clanging of the beer bottles.
So Offer created a website where anybody with an office or an apartment can volunteer to host a concert. Musicians can sign up to play the gig, and music lovers can pay $15 for a ticket, provided they agree not to chat, not to text, but to listen.
I thought it was an issue just in my head, but it's turned into a global issue.
From that first concert, SOFAR has now spread to 310 cities, from San Francisco to Sydney to Seoul.
You could hear a clock ticking in the background. It was so quiet.
And in focusing on a moment, you created a movement.
Looks that way.
The Osgood File, Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.